Hello and welcome to the 7th episode of Ninja Flavor Dear Artist Podcast. Actually, I want to apologize for not dropping further podcast episodes after the last one, which I dropped, which was the 6th episode. That one was dropped on the 5th of June, and since then we've not dropped any other episode due to some things we are putting together, due to some other things and upgrades. We post the show without even notifying you. Actually, we so much apologize for that, and we know how much this podcast has made a lot of impact in the lives of you, the upcoming music artists. So from today we'll be dropping further episodes, as we already know, weekly, every Saturday. So this is the 7th episode of Ninja Flavor Dear Artist Podcast, and it's still me. I still remain your host, Mr. E Jump, the CEO and founder of NinjaFlavor.com, and I will still remain your host as far as this show continues. So in today's episode, we'll be treating a very, 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 very important topic. So in today's topic is a very, very interesting and very, very educative topic. So today's topic is mindsets to avoid as an upcoming music artist. These are the mindsets to avoid as an upcoming music artist. Yes, mindset affects a lot. Mindsets affect productivity. Mindsets affect growth. Yes, that's the truth. The kind of mindset you employ, the kind of mindset you have, will definitely affect your growth as a music artist. Yes, that is just a fact. It's not all about hard work, work hard, do this, do that, do this. It's not just about that. It's also about mindset. You see some certain people, they don't achieve their goal. They don't reach to that height. They don't get what they want, what they've been dying for, their dreams and all. Why do you think they've not achieved that? That's not because they are not good enough. They are, but their mindset made them carry out some decisions and avoided a lot of things that could have helped them. So this topic will play a very, 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 very important role in your life as a music artist. Yes, as an upcoming music artist. So the first mindset you need to avoid is this: you feel you are at your peak. You feel you are at your peak. Let me explain what that means. You feel you're at your peak is you feel you've achieved, like you feel you done good. You feel you are very, very talented. You feel you are very good. You feel, I'm too good. This level, why I don't reach as I did so now as a singer. See, I don't too good. I don't reach that peak. There is nothing more I can do. Let me relax. I cannot develop on myself. Let me just be here. Okay, let me break it down further. Let me say you're doing music. Yes. You've been singing and stuff. You are very, very talented. Yes, people, they hail you. People around, they just love your song. They be like, wow, Omo, your song sweet though. Even you confirmed it that yes, you are very, very talented. You are good. Then you relax. You feel, yes, I don't reach this peak. I've reached the peak of my talent. I'm very, very good. Now let me relax. That's what I mean. You feel you at your peak. Calm down. My brother, calm down. You know why I'm telling you to calm down? Because while you feel you're at your peak, you don't do good, you know, no room to do more, no more room to develop further. While you are there thinking like that, many other artists, upcoming music artists like you, are developing, working on themselves, trying to be better. Before you know, they've overtaken you. Before you know, they don't overtake you. This music industry is a very, very competitive market. While you are relaxing, while you feel you're at your peak, many upcoming music artists are working on themselves, trying to be better, before you know, they don't overtake you. Before you know, they are better than you. Before you know, they are good singers than you. And the Nigerian music industry, it evolves. Before you know, your style of music will just be fading away. So you move with the trend, you develop further. Back in the days of Zulezu, Olumintain, many of them, Kelly Handsome, who listens to that style of music anymore? That's because even the Nigerian music, industry develops every single day. So you need to develop too. You need to work on yourself. You need to be better. Don't relax. Don't relent. Don't feel you're at your peak. Nobody is at their peak of any industry at all, because the competition is always high. Yes. Even Dangote still they work. Still they develop further. Feel he can do more. Feel he can make more money. Feel he can grow his business, his brand Dangote, further. Successful men don't ever feel they are at their peak and relax and enjoy the moment. Elon Musk, Bill Gates, they don't relent. They try to do more. They develop further. Even iPhone, you hear version this one. New version is coming. There's iPhone 13, iPhone 12 Pro Max, iPhone 11. Before you know, you hear iPhone 13, Samsung S9, S10, S20, S21. Before you know, they'll drop another one. Why? They're developing further. They no relax. So you do the same to your career, and you will see how well, how of so much impact it will play in your career. And you see the much impact it will play in your music career. Another thing is this. Another mindset you should get rid of is this. Feeling you know everything. My brother, my sister, nobody is an island of knowledge. I appreciate the fact that you're listening to this podcast because you want to know more. Yes, because that's because you don't have this mindset we're talking about. I believe majority, 99.9% of you listening to this podcast doesn't have this mindset. That's why you are listening to this podcast, because you want to know more. So, the mindset of, I know everything. You don't listen to people's advice. You don't even listen to professionals. You don't listen to industry insiders. You don't even listen to counseling, because this podcast is more like counseling you. You don't listen to that. So how will it help you if you feel you know everything? My brother, even me, I don't know everything. Dangote no know everything. Bill Gates, Elon Musk, no everything. Now only God know everything. Let me tell you. So when you have the mindset of you know everything, it will hinder your knowledge. Knowledge is wealth. Knowledge is key. Knowledge is power. So when you feel you know everything, there will be no room for you to know new things. There are informations that will help your music career, that will make you strive further. But due to the fact you feel you know everything, bim, it will just halt you. No more growth, no more knowledge, nothing. So the mindset of you know everything, never ever, so far your music career is concerned, never ever employ or let that mindset around you at all. Get rid of it immediately. Be welcome to new things. If you are aside from this podcast, research, ask, meet people. You understand? If you're in the music studio and somebody is just saying something like, I think I know this about this. Listen to that person. Don't argue with the person. Listen. If it turns out that the person is not making any sense, just try to grab a sense or two that you can grab from the. At least you will gain something. So, nobody is an island of knowledge. Nobody knows everything, especially when it comes to the market, and especially when it comes to the Nigerian music market. Nobody knows everything. So, get rid of that mindset that makes you feel you know everything. Now, the next mindset you should get rid of, which is very, very important. Many artists have this mindset, honestly. You need to get rid of it. The mindset, like most upcoming music artists have this mindset, but please just get rid of it. It will help you. The mindset is this: music promotion is too expensive for you. No, I know. Yes, I know. I know. I know you will feel, yes, it's too expensive for you. No, yes, I know. Definitely. It's too expensive. You can't afford some level of music promotion. I know. But this is what I want you to know, to understand. While you think it's not expensive for you, I'm trying to get rid of where this mindset is affecting your music career. Let's say you've done a song. Now you want to run a very good music promotion, and you are sure this music promotion will help your music career. Then you hear of the price, I was like, and you'll be like, it's too expensive for me. I know if you do. I know it's too expensive for you. But the thing is this: acknowledge the fact that this promotion is worth that money. Yes. Put down for your mind, say, no be lie, this promotion money, this bill where they be me so, it worth them. But I no get the money to afford them. That's what you should. Not having the mindset of, it's too expensive, Jory. Can't you go that low? It's too expensive. I no fit pay. I no go pay. I go for something cheaper. And then you go for something cheaper that won't even give you any value. That won't give you anything that's anywhere close to promotion. Now you've wasted that money. This is your music career. You should learn how to invest fully into it. Make sacrifice. Invest. You can't get there if you don't promote yourself. Record labels will not... How do I put it? Record labels will not notice you when you don't promote your song. Already in one of the previous episodes, I already told you things to do that would make you attractive to record labels. And that's music promotion. Very, very. I know. Yes, so my brother, my sister, I know. Yes, I know. You no get the money. Money no day. Economy harsh. Don't be Nigeria. I know. But you should know this. Despite that you don't have the money, doesn't mean you should devalue the promotion. Put down for your mind, say, yes, so this promotion worth this money. I know it's worth it. No be that amount of money. It's worth it. I know it's worth that money. But I don't get this money now. Exactly. Not belittling it. Not being like, it's too expensive, Jerry. I will not pay. Do something now. We are upcoming. I'm an upcoming. Help us. This one. honestly, everything has a value. A music promotion has a very, 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 very high value. Push yourself. Be sure that this thing will give you what you want. Once you are sure, invest in it. That money costs, yes, we'll work on getting that money and running it. That's how to grow. You make sacrifice. You make sacrifice. And you invest in your career. Yes, so don't be lying. I did tell you, Coco. Here's the truth. Now, the next mindset you need to get rid of is prideful mindset. Prideful mindset. What do I mean by prideful mindset? It has to do with pride. When you don't get pride too much, ego. Ah, I'm very talented. I'm very talented. I know everything. I'm the best. Understand? I'm the best. Hey, guy, no two come near me, I beg. No, you too dirty. Your song too whack. Get out. I know they roll with artists like this. I'm better than you, I beg. Chill, calm down. Just calm down somewhere, please. Just stay somewhere, please. I speak good. I'm well presentable. I'm well presentable than you. You are too local. You can't stand anywhere I stand. Do you know where I perform? I've performed in front of Dangote. I've performed in front of billionaires. So who are you to say otherwise? Who are you? See, when you start music, when one day talk, you are there. Those are pride. I'm telling you. See, many upcoming music artists, they find themselves in this category. They find themselves in this category. They are so full of pride, so full of themselves, and it will halt your growth. If you are so full of pride, how you want to grow? How you want you to evolve? There will be no room for you to develop now. I'm telling you. There will be no room for you to develop because you are so full of pride. I'd emphasize on the pride because it's very, very important to know that pride kills. You don't know that artist you're looking down on. That artist you're belittling. That artist you feel doesn't really meet up to your standard. You don't know what he can do for you. You don't know the connect he can create for you. You don't know the opportunity you can get through him. You don't know what you will learn from him. So that's something you need to avoid. Prideful mindset. Please get rid of it. It won't help you grow in life. Talk more of growing as an upcoming music artist. Another mindset to avoid is this. You are better than people around you. This is related to pride. It's caused by pride. Because, no worry. My papa get money. I get money. I'm very talented, bro. I've worked with Davido. I've worked with Wizkid. I'm still an upcoming music artist. Don't look down on me, please. I studied in Cambridge. Because, man, I studied in USA. I studied in UK. I've traveled around the world. I drive Benz, I drive flashy cars. Don't worry, I'm balling. Because of that, know all these guys around me. Because of that, all these guys around me that feel they're artists, they're upcoming artists too. Because of that, I feel I am better than them. Yes, so you might live better than them. You might be well privileged than them. You can be very, 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 very privileged. In fact, your father can be a billionaire and they might be suffering. They might not even have up to 1,000 naira in their bank account. But that doesn't mean you are better than them in life. But that doesn't mean you are better than them in career-wise. That doesn't mean they can't make an impact in your life. That doesn't mean they can't do things for you. That doesn't mean you can't learn things from them. My brother, get rid of that mindset. People in the streets, people suffering, artists suffering. I'm telling you, I'm not picking sides though, but you will find many talented artists among them. I'm telling you, because that's suffering, that's what they are passing through, drive into their career, makes them better every single day. So never look down on those guys. Draw them close, be friends. If they want to be friends with you, that doesn't mean you just run to any upcoming artist, any upcoming music artist you just see and just no. You need to be careful still. But that doesn't mean when they try to come close to you, you belittle them. If you don't want to be friends with them, fine. But the ones around you, the ones you know as friends, the ones that are your friends already, you want to be treating them like my boy. You want to be treating them unfairly. You feel you are better than them. You might be better than them in life. You might be doing better than them, living fine than them, be financially stable than them, be well privileged financially and the other parts of your life than them. But that doesn't mean you are really better than them career wise. You can learn a lot from them. There are places where they are far better than you too. Just know that. Career wise, they might be better than you. They might be talented than you. They might have more knowledge than you. They might know a lot than you. They might have more experience in the industry than you. They might even have better experience in life, pass through a lot that will even help you. Yes. That's worry raise, oh my brother. I'm telling you. That's worry raise. Can't you hear my accent? I said, that is what it is. Yes, so I'm telling you, that's worry raise. That's what it is. So I know we've talked about 5 important mindsets to get rid of as an upcoming music artist that will help your music career. And I feel really, really, really happy delivering today's episode. Like I feel so amazing. I feel blessed because what I'm doing for you today, this podcast is going to actually help you. Once you do follow them back to back, it will actually really, really help you. I'm telling you, it will help you. It will really, really help. Really, really help you. Follow it up. I appreciate the fact that many of you are following this podcast. I so much appreciate that. I'm glad I'm doing this for you for free. And I'll continue doing it for you for free. Because that's the kind of person I am. Sometimes I like to share knowledge. I like to help in some ways. That's what who I am. You can hear my voice. Yes, I'm Mr. E-Jump, the CEO and the founder of NinjaFlavor.com. Yes. And okay. Another thing. Please, if you have any topic you would like us to talk about in maybe the next episode or further episodes to come, please, in the post, that's where you are listening to this podcast or where you downloaded this podcast from. If you go back there, I believe you will see an email address. Please send your topic there so we can actually look into your topic and consider. So we'll actually look into your topics and consider which of them we'll treat. You can actually send a question, and if you have issues or maybe some things are bothering you, there are things you don't really understand, just drop a message there. I will definitely personally attend to the mails and respond to them accordingly. So do that. Okay, this is the end of today's episode, episode 7. We'll see you next week. We'll be dropping the next episode next week, Saturday. Okay, thank you very much and remain blessed.